Denn er ist ja auch in der Klippe, heimlich ist er stehend, aber nachher mit dem Schmeino, אפילו אם חתיך עשה טריף לכחושות, וחתיך עשה כשיר או שמינו, מפפי או איסה וכולו. That when we say that it only asks the kuipe, that is, if both חתיכס are כחושיס, but if they are fat, so then it's מפפי או ביקולו. And it, the bria penetrates throughout the chatich, out the chatich. Not only if the chatich has a yisah ishmeino. So mele the muliach ali kaseach has the effect of being muliach. But even if the chatich has a yisah is kushon. And the chatichas ha'eter is meino, so it's also if the bria goes b'chulei. Now the question is, how does the bria go b'chulei? But we have a klal that meliach has only the effect of being mavliya into another chatiche, not of being mafli, not of extracting. So bishleinim, if the chatichas yisel is the shmeino. So mele and so a shmeino that is moliach, so has the effect of being mavliya. But if the chtichas or yisel is krusho, so and what is the shmeino? The chelo is shmeino. So and moliach does not have the effect of being mavlit. So why should it be? Also the answer is if the shmeino, the heter, is in contact with the krusho, the yiseh, so it endows, so the fatness is transmitted to the heretofore krusho. So the mele, as a result of its contact with the shmeino, the heter, the heretofore krusho also becomes shmeino. Me mele, it can be mavliya. That's what he said. Abu mechtir has a tree for krusho. וכתיר זה הקשיר או שמינו, מפפי על יסה בכל. אימו איסו הטריפו, אימו איסו הטריפו המלוכו למטו, משום דיטתו יגו. So why we come and see in קופי, כיצת נייגי? Because at that point, here the מחבר, I mean the שכונו doesn't mention, because the מחבר passes like the שיטה of the רשבו, but there is another שיטה, the שיטה of the ראש, who is חלק על הרשבו. And Ramo in Simen Kufei mentions the Shita of the Rosh, so that's why he's referring by the common Simen Kufei Kizaneir. Now, in respect to something that is hot through fire, so there is a loch of Tatoyegova. Tatoyegova means that if, let's say, now suppose you have two things that are hot, and one lies on top of the other, and both are hot. So then, there is a plea. There is a plea because suppose one is hot and one is cold. One is hot and one is cold. Let's say, this is the bottom, chatich, and that's hot. This is the top, chatich, and that's cold. And that's cold. Now, let's say, one is isa. One is isa. And one is eta. So we say tatoyegova, that the bottom is the predominant thing. Because if the bottom chaticha is hot, and then the top chaticha is cold, so in due course, the top chaticha, because of the pressure on something that is hot, will also become hot. And conversely, if the bottom chaticha is cold and the top chaticha is hot, so we say in due course the top chaticha that was heretofore hot will also become cold. because Atoi Koma. In other words, the Banim Chatiche is the predominant thing. And it prevails. Atoi Koma. Oh, some in Mele, we should say, that suppose you bring, let's say, a piece of cheese that is hot, you put a piece of cheese that is hot on top of a cold piece of meat, that everything should be muta. So it is muta. But the Gemara says in Psochi, that I'm bold, Ad meika bolek in iglim. True, in due course, since the piece of meat is cold, the body, chatiche, the piece of meat is cold, even though the tap chatiche, the piece of cheese, is hot. So then in due course, in a matter of minutes, everything will become cold. But until it cools off, it takes some time to cool off. I don't know, 2 minutes, 1 minute, maybe half a minute, I don't know. But it takes some time to cool off. So until it cools off, so the hot chatiche that is on top, until it cools off, manages to be mavliya l'chol apoches kiligli. So even though we say tatoi gova, but adimeika, that's a gemore in psochi, the fine one. Adimeika, bolalei kiligli, until it cools off, it manages to be mavliya kiligli. But if the badem chatiche is hot, let's say you put a piece of cheese on a fat piece of meat that is hot, so then even though the piece of cheese is cold, completely cold, taken out from the refrigerator, so then everything becomes completely awesome. The bria penetrates throughout the chatiche. So that's the aloha of tatoi gova. Tatoi gova means that the badem chatiche prevails. That's in regard to chen, to heat that emanates from fire. How about heat that emanates from liche? So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. The Rashbo shita is that the same aloha of tatoi gova that is true of chen moesh, so applies to melichetu. The Rosh says the aloha of tatoi gova is peculiar to chen moesh. It has no application to melichetu. So now the Mechaber in Simen Kufayin A, in Simen Kufayin, so in Pastens, like the Rashbo, doesn't even mention the Shita of the Rosh. The Ramor in Simen Kufayin, Sif Yud Aleph, mentions the Shita of the Rosh. So that's why here the Mechaber says the same thing. Yimo Yisad Reifo Hamlucho. So he says, Afilu Yim Chati Kazak Yivu Kushvach Tizak Sheiro, Shmeno Mifapeo Yisar Bechulo. But suppose the treif of the melucho is lemailo and the tofeil is lemato, so then we say, according to the psak of the Mechaber, in accordance with the shita of the Rashbo, that the tatoi gova, the true moliach, has a certain temperature. Has a substantial degree of heat, Muluach too, involves a substantial degree of heat. But since the Badem Chatiche is tofel, unsalted, so in due course it will take away the heat of the Tap Chatiche that is Muluach. The same way, the same principle that we apply to Chen Moesh, a Kontrashbo, we apply to Chen, so he says, but the Rosh is Chelik, while we come in Sidon Kufayik, it's at Neyagi. In other words, that we pass like the Rosh, the Ramo says, so mainly it doesn't matter whether the tree for Hamelucho is the matter or the matter. Oh, doesn't make any difference. Briefly, the halacha of the Torah Gova is limited to chinoish, not to me. Alright. Yeshemri, Shebo so shenim lach, also lashe yisibi milchei, we had it in the top. Yeshemri, Shebo so shenim lach, also lashe yisibi milchei, liacha pleitas kotzirei, the highly veishoes, lifishachei zeo bileia, milach luches dam sholov, vishala melech. So there is a shite. So in other words, the two said mentions, quotes the Rashba, and the Rashba mentions in the name of Rabbi Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Yisrael. So that it's boso that was salted, and you're not allowed to keep it on the salting board after 12 hours, because until the expiration of 12 hours, so the Chtichas Boso is engaged in the process of Pleitasia. So the Mele, if it's engaged in the process of Pleitasia, we don't, so it's impossible that this, the same Chtichas Boso should absorb the dam that it was paling before. Because I didn't tell it, leafly, Tzir, Loibola, its own dam. Mashenkin after 12 hours, and the Shita of the Rabbeiso, of the Rashbo is that it's engaged in the process of Pleita Seah for 12 hours. So after 12 hours, it's not engaged in Pleita Seah. So the Mele, it is free to absorb the dam that itself was spilled sometime. That's one thing. And then he says, V'yeish matir. In other words, who the Torah mentions in the name of his father, the Rosh, La'ashe yisim milchei, afilu kam yomim, ulchatchile yishlochu shel divrei yisrael, uvideved is muter, ideved is muter. So when we learn the Torah, so it was we mentioned that this shita of the rabbis of the Rashbo can certainly not accord with the shita of Rashi that Tesis mentions in connection with the case of Boso, that after it was sure Shio Melichei on the salting board, so it was put in the gigis, Sheinum the Keves, and then some tzir accumulated. So Rashi says it doesn't become Osa, because after it was Shio Melichei on the salting board, it's Seinen. So if it's Seinen, so according to Rashi, even after 24 minutes, it's Seinen. Allah has come and become after 12 hours. So the sheet of the rabbis of the Rashi was certainly could not accord with Rashi's, but Tesis is chilek. Tesis sheet is that even after it was sheishiyom milicha and the salting, so it's still considered to say ach and disasters. So the rabbis of the rabbis of the Rashbo have to agree with the sheet of Tesis. But that does not mean that Tesis has to agree with the rabbis of the Rashbo. That does not mean that the rabbis of the Rashbo have to agree with the that does not mean that Tesis has to agree with the Shite of the rabbis of the Rashbo. The rabbis of the Rashbo must agree with the sheet of Tesis, not the Rashi. But the Tesis itself can agree with the Rosh, because there is a difference over there. Besides, there is a double difference. First of all, in the facts, there is a double difference. First of all, over there, it is only after the Shiur meal. But let's say it's half an hour. After the Chtichas Boso was Sheyeh B'Milichet for half an hour, Masha'ut can hear it was Sheyeh in a state of salt for over 12 hours. So, of course, there is a big difference between a Moluach that stayed in a state of salt only for 24 minutes and the Moluach that stayed in a state of salt for 12 hours. That's one thing. But then there's another difference that Bais Yosef mentions, because over there the Teisves has referenced the case where the Chtichas Bosor was put in the Gigis and the substantial quantity of Tzir accumulated. So the Meila Teisves Shita is that it's still Reseach. Mashenkin here, there is no Tzir, just Lachluchas Be'alme. So the Meila Teisves can agree with the Rosh that it's not considered Reseach. Alright. So the Yesh Matirim Lashis in the Milchi Atotia in Tam Yomi, Uchatrila Yesh Lachish 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 Litin boso shall nimlach klal, or shall nimlach u polat kol domi. In boso shall nimlach keten plitosi dam. So the sam wasser, litin boso shall nimlach klal. Together, in boso shall nimlach keten plitosi dam. Keten plitosi dam. In other words, This is boso shalinim lachval. This chtiche is boso shalinim lachval. And then I put. Let's consider two cases. I mean, the mechaber here, the Yesh Yisri, have referenced the two separate cases. One case is to place boso shalinim lachval in contact with boso shenimlach kinim plitosidam. This was nimlach 10 minutes ago. So it's in the process of being pelidam. And this, chtiche, was not nimlach at all. So why is it osel if isha boso shalim nimlach? This boso, so will absorb the dam that comes out from this chtiche. From this chtiche's boso. That's one case. The other case is, Israel lit in Boso Shal Nimlach Klal with Boso Shal Nimlach Upolat Kodomi. Now, in the second case, so this Chtichas Boso is already Nimlach Upolat Kodomi. Upolat Kodomi. So in this case, Shal Nimlach, Nimlach Upolat Kodomi in Boso Shal Nimlach Kedem Kuposidam. So in other words, so this chatich is nimlach kenem plutosi dam, and this was already salted and it was a pellet all the dam. So the mele the boso shaloi nimlach. The boso that nimlach the boso shel nimlach uporat kodome will be able to absorb down from the Chtichas Boso that is in the process of being Peledam. Peledam. That's one Shita. Now, whose Shita is that? So, this Shita says not only that you cannot place a Chtichas Boso that is nimlach upolat koldome together with boso shel nimlach kinim plutosidam. But even ichtichas boso shel nimlach klal you cannot place in contact with boso shel nimlach kinim plutosidam. So that's the shite of the Ran and the Rom. The Ran Chum, they are Netsuki, Dachkuf Yud Gimel. I think you should go over, that Ran. It's a very big Ran. And it's also the shite of the Rom. So he's the biggest machmir. When we went over the tour, so I mentioned that shita, even though the tour does not even mention that shita of the Ran and the Ro. So the shita of the Ran and the Ro, that the biggest one, and their shita is that first of all we do not say dam mishrachoik. That's one thing, and then we do not say that kibili kachpelte. We did not say kibili kachpelte, even agav chore, of its own nature. Because the Ran and the Ro say that not only is it oser to place echtichas boso shel nimlach upolat kodome in contact with echtichas boso shel nimlach kelim plitosi dam. The whole apoches over there, So if you place Ichtichas Boso, that Nimlach who political domain in counted with Tichas Boso, she Nimlach, Kinipsi Dam, so then it doesn't have its own natural Dam content. It was already Nimlach who political domain. But the other case, the first case of Yeshayslit in Boso, Shaloi Nimlach Klau, in Boso, she Nimlach Kinipsi Dam. So it has its own natural content of Dam. So why should it be Osea? Why? Because Dam is different from the other Chatiche and it's absorbed by the first Chatiche, that Loinim Lachlau. But since it's Loinim Lachlau, so it has its own natural Dam when you salt it. So then it will be paleit its own natural Dam. So Agav Gore, it will be paleit the Dam it absorbed from the Chatiche, that it was Nim Lachkirim Chutas Dam. The answer is the run in the hold that we do not take Iberikach Pilte, not only independently, but if Magav Gore of its own natural Dam, we do not take Iberikach Pilte. That's the Shite of the Ram and the Hall. So they are the biggest Machmir. So first of all, they reject the Shite of Ram and Dam, of Dam Mishrek Shorik, and they reject the principle of Iberikach Pilte, even when it's in conjunction with the plate of the natural one. So that's the biggest one. That's one sheet. Then the second sheet is Oishe Nimlach Upolat Kodome. No, that's one. Lifisha Bosa Shoy Nimlach. Oishe Nimlach Upolat Kodome. Cheze Obleya Mashach Avirepin. So that's the sheet of the Rando. Then the second sheet, Yesh Matiri. Al Yidei Miliche. המיליכה אחר כך ויש מתירי על במיליכה שימליכנו אחר כך כי עוז יפלי קודם שבול. So according to the Taz, according to the Taz and the Shach, so the second lotion in the מחבר ויש מתירי על במיליכה שימליכנו אחר כך Kiroz Yafit Kodam Shebola. Kodam Shebola. So the Yesh Matir in the second Lashon has reference to the first case in Yesh Yisrin. Because the Yesh Yisrin discussed two cases. One case is when you place a Hatich that was Nimlach Upolat Kodome in contact with Chatiche that was just salted 10 minutes ago. That's one case. That's the second case in the Yesh Yisrin. Then the other case, which is the first case in the Yesh Yisrin, is to place a Boso Shel Nimlach Klal together with Chatiche's Boso that was salted 10 minutes ago. So according to the Ra, the Shach and the Taz, the Taz is the second washing in Mechaber, the Yesh Matir and the Mecha Shemachem Lachakach has reference to the first case of the Yesh Yisrin. The first case of Yesh Yisrin. In other words, that it's all right if you place a Chtichas Boso that was never salted as yet. In other words, a Chtichas Boso that still has its own natural content of Dam in contact with a Chtichas Boso that was salted 10 minutes ago. So, according to the first motion, according to the run in the row, it's Osea. According to the second motion, it doesn't become Osea. There is an Eitzim. All you have to do is to salt the Chatichas Boso that was never salted as yet. And then, so that salting will have the effect of extracting the natural Dam. So, Agav Gore of the natural Dam, it will also extract the Dam that it absorbed from the Chatichas Boso that was salted only that was sold 10 minutes ago. So, in other words, so that's the shite that we saw in the tour, that the shite of the Balat Trumo and the Rashbo himself, not the Rabbi of the Rashbo, not the Rabbi Yisov of the Rashbo, but of the Rashbo himself. So the second question in the shite of the Rashbo himself and the Balat Trumo, that we do say Kibbelikach Beute. So the second Moshe Nemechaber also rejects the sheet of Ramtam, because Ramtam is the biggest maker. We do not say Dam Mishrek Shorik, but we say Kibbelikach Beute. But there is a limitation on the scope of Kibbeli Kach Peltei. We only say Kibbeli Kach Peltei agav Gore of the natural dam. But in the case, so the Yesh Matirin is only Matir in the first case of the Yesh Yisri. Of Boso Shalimim Lach Klal that was placed in contact with Boso Shalimim Lach Kinu Tutosidam. But the second motion is not Matir, the second case in the Yesh Yisri. The case of Ichtichas Boso Shalimim Lach Upolat Koldome that was placed in contact with Ichtichas Boso Shalimim Lach Kinu Tutosidam. Because in the second case, so the Ichtichas Boso that absorbed dam from the other Ichtichas Boso that was salted 10 minutes ago does not have its own natural dam content. So the Mele, if we salt it again, so it will not extract its own natural dam. So the Mele, the Sivra Truma holds that we do not say Kibbeli Kach Peltei independently. We only say Kibbeli Kach Peltei agav Kore of the natural dam. And then the Yesh Matirin beholds it. And then there is a third chite, a third lotion that the Torah doesn't even mention. But this is the chite of the Rabbi of the Rashbo. We have to distinguish between the Rabbis of the Rashbo that was mentioned in Sifei, that is really taken from the Torah, and the Torah quotes a Rashbo, where the Rashbo mentions something in the name of the Rabbi Yisov, so that's a big chumrah. And the Yesh Matir in the third lashon here, in Sivov, this is a shita that the Rashbo mentions in the name of Rabbi of the Rashbo. And the Rabbi of the Rashbo, so it should not be confused with the shita of the Rabbi Yisov of the Rashbo that the two mentions. The two quotes. This is the Rabbi of the Rashbo. And it's probably Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbi of the Rashbo, probably Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi of the Rashbo. So they say that we say Kibbeli Kach Peltei, even independently, without recourse to the plate of the natural. So Memele, the first Yesh Matirim is only Matir in the case of Ichtichas Boso de Sholinim Lach Klal that was placed in contact with the Boso Shalim Lach Kinukitosidam. The second Yesh Matirim is Matir even in the case of Ichtichas Boso Shalim Lach Upolat Koldome that was placed in contact with Ichtichas Boso Shalim Lach Kinukitosidam. Why? Because all you have to do is to take that Ichtichas Boso that was already salted and hudach a long time ago and salt it again. So then, even though that salting, that new salting will not extract any natural dam of the Ichtichas Boso, because that natural dam was extracted, had been extracted a long time ago, but it will, we say Kibbeli Kach Peltei independently without the Gore of the plate of the natural. So that's the biggest clue. This is how the Shach and the Taz explain this mechaber. So that means that according to the Shach and the Taz explanation of Sivov, so the mechaber in Sivov mentions three shittes. One big chumre, the shita of the Ram and the Ho. This then a middle shita, a middle shita, so a moderate shita that is matir only in the case of Ichtichas Boso Shalimim Lach Klal that was placed in contact with Ichtichas Boso Shalimim Lach Kinu Tutosidam, but is not matir in the case of Ichtichas Boso Shalimim Lach Upolat Koldome that was placed in contact with Ichtichas Boso Shalimim Lach Kinu Tutosidam, and then the third shita, that is the biggest kule, that is matir, even the case of Ichtichas Boso Shenim Lach Upolat Koldome that was placed in contact with Ichtichas Boso Shenim Lach Kinu Tutosidam, al de Mlich Acheres, but only al de Mlich Acheres. But how about Rambam Shite? There is a big difference between the third Shite here, which is the Shite of the Rabbi of the Rashbo, Rabbi Yehuda or somebody else. So, and and the shite of the Rabbanan, because both are matir, the case, the Rabbi of the Rashbo and Rabbanan are matir. Eichtir has bosom shenim lecho veyhutcho shenim lecho veyhutcho uporto koldomo vitzio. That was placed such a chatiha that was placed in contact with chatichas boso. Shenim lecho, let's say 10 minutes ago. So the Rabbi of the Rashbo is matteret, and Rabbi Tam is matteret. But Rabbi Tam is matteret, you don't have to do anything because the Mishrik showed. So with this chatichas boso that was nimlach vihudach upolat koldomi mitzirei was placed in contact with this chatichas boso that was nimlach 10 minutes ago, according to Rabbi Tam. Don't have to worry. You just take it and cook it and that's all. You don't have to do anything. According to the Rabbi of the Rashbo, you can't just take this chatiche that was placed in contact with the chatichas boso that was nimlach 10 minutes ago and put it in the pot and cook it. You have to take salt, you have to take away this chatichas boso, put it on the salting table, and then take salt and salt it and leave it on the salting table for 24 minutes, then it will be mutter, according to the Rabbi of the Rashbo. But according to Rabbi Tam, you don't have to solve it again. That means the shot. So according to the Taz and the Shach, even the third chitin in Sivo is only matter of the whole Indian al the Melicha Acheres. Mashenki Dor HaShulchan says that the third Roshan in Sivov represents the Shita of Rabbi Tam, so you don't even have to make a new salting. So, Pashtes HaRoshan of the Mechaber is like Dor HaShulchan, not like the Taz and Shach. Because, you see, when the Mechaber mentions the second Roshan, he emphasizes, Oish v'yesh matirin al bein lirheshim v'chen v'hakach. But then, when he mentions the third Roshan, he says, he doesn't say, in the second Roshan, he says, but in the third Roshan, he doesn't say, according to the Ruch HaShulchan, we understand as to why the Mechaber, in the second Roshan, he mentions, because the second Roshan represents the Shita of Borat Trumo and the Rashba himself, whereas the third Roshan represents the Shita of Ramnetam, so you don't have to resort to a new Melichet. But according to the Taz and the Shah, just as the Mechaber emphasized in the second Roshan, why doesn't he say it in the third Roshan, v'yesh matirin b'chol ze al v'yeshim l'chen ha'kach? So the Pashtes HaLosh indicates like the Ruch HaShulchan's pshat, not like the Taz and the Shach. But anyway, the Ruch HaShulchan has his pshat, but the Taz and the Shach, in the melee, most of the Nisikeli of the Shulchan Aruch say the same thing, that the Yesh Matirin represents the Shite of the Rabbi of the Rashbo, not the Shite of Rabbi Tam. I mean, there is a big nachgemine whether the Mechaber, and then the Mechaber says, V'yish matir b'chozer, l'chatchil yish loch v'shul divei yisrim, but according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, so the event, it is muter. We rely on the Shite and the third Roshan. Now, all right, we passed according to the Ramon, so it doesn't make any difference, but let's say, vis-a-vis the Sfardi, who passed in like the Mechaber, so the Shaila is, what does it mean by Yesh Matirin b'chol ze? Al de Melicha Acheres? Or even without Melicha? According to HaShulchan Pshat in the Mechaber, it's without recourse to Melicha Acheres. According to the Taz and the Shach's Pshat in the Mechaber, it's al de recourse to Melicha Acheres. Right. That's the Pshat of the Mechaber. But the Ramo is not so major, because the Mechaber, David, relies on the third Roshan. But the Ramo certainly does not pass in even the Eved, like Rabbi Tam Shite of Dam Mishrek Shorik, and he does not pass in like the Rabbi of the Rashbo. He passes even their bed. Lechatchila, of course, we have to be chayshish for the shite of the Ro and the Ram too, according to the Ramon. I mean, the Mechaber also agrees that lechatchila we have to be chayshish for the shite of the Ram and Ro. But for the Eved, with the Ramo relies on the shita of the Rashbo himself and the Sifra Trumo, that we do say Kibelikach Pirti, but only on the core of the natural content. So only in the cave. So he says, V'yesh mafilu v'devet v'yagim v'osrei, im nofal boso shekvo polat kol dome v'tzirei, etzil boso shol isho adayim shiom lich. Why? Because since it's for polat koldome vitzirei, so then you have to say you have to apply kibili kach pelkei independently, not a gavgore. That we don't say. The pasuk like the zivratu. Why? V'yesh emri shekol meis leis le'achash nimlach pelei tzia. In other words, because that really relates to what the Mechaber says in Sifei. Said, because in Sifei, the Mechaber says, Yeshim and Shabbos Hashem, Lachos Hashem, Yeshim, Yuchim, Lachat, 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 the Heine Yud Veishois. So that Shite is that it's engaged in the process of Leit HaSiyah only the first 12 hours. There is a Shite, the first for 24 hours, for the duration of 24 hours, it's engaged in Yisya. V'yeish emrim shekol meis leis, v'acha shenim v'ach 24 hours, v'acha shenim v'ach peil yitzir, v'imnog atir zman ze, v'iboso shenim v'ach, v'lo yisho adayim shiyom v'liche, and if ichtich azboso, let's say, that was salted at 9 o'clock, let's say, in the morning. So then, let's say, at 5 o'clock, within the 12 hours. So, v'yeshemrim shekol meis leis l'hashim imvach pelitzia. V'inok, nah, so, 24 hours. So, v'inok atir zman ze libos hashim imvach v'lisho adayin shem v'liche. So, if, let's say, ichtich hazbos always imvach at 9 o'clock in the morning, so then, if the same chatiche, the next morning at 8 o'clock will come in contact with the Tichas Boso that was just salted. So Eminesa, V'chein Le'yagim. So in other words, so what does it mean? That's the Shite. I mean that is true according to the ancient fortune thesis. And it's true according to the Ram's version of the Riu Lainesh, and it's true according to the Adayim Yeshem Rim Pshat. So it's true according to all these Pshat. So in other words, that if Ichtich Hasboso, that was Nimlach, let's say, yesterday at 12 noon, and now let's assuming that it's Pelet Siyah for 24 hours. Now it comes in contact with Ichtich Hasboso that was just Nimlach. So it doesn't become Osa. Why? According to the Adayim Yesh before his Pshat, so since it's engaged in the process of Pelet Siyah, so I did it read and if it's here with Bola, so it's not even Belaya altogether. According to the Yesh Mifoshim Shat, so Belaya it is, but it will be buried again. What's Nafkimine? There is a big Nafkimine. According to the Dain Yesh Leimas Pshat, so you don't have to resort to Melichem, and you don't have to limit on the salting table, Shiomir, in order to be Pelet, what it was Belaya, because it's not in Belaya. So why do you have to leave it on the salting table in a state of salt for 24 minutes? It wasn't in Belaya. You can just take it away and put it in the pot. But according to the Yeshu Voshen Shah, the Belaya it is, but it is capable of being Pelet what it is Belaya. So it will only be paid out in Wihe. So you have to leave it on the salting table for 24 minutes. That's the big nafkemini. So now, the Mechaber himself, I mentioned it last time, the Mechaber himself in Sifale said explicitly, like the Shitatai Mishlimas Pshat, we called Manshe Purat is Siro in the Blas, but the Taset in Sifale, that there are more paskins like the Yishin Foshet Pshat, not like the Adai Mishlimas Pshat. That's the Tashit. Why does the Tash say that? Because of the Agoy. But the Shach says that vis-a-vis a chtiche that comes in contact with another chtiche, shenilach, will be pulled out of the yadayim, so the Ramo agrees with the shite of either the tridel imifla dam libola, and either the tridel imifla tzion libola dam. So it's not in the Leah altogether. When does the Ramo mention in the Hagoye that it's Belia it is, that's only in connection with the Chtichas Boso. With the Chtichas Boso that fell into Tzia, not that came in contact with the Chtichas Boso Shenimbach Vulipola Tatayim Kodomi, but that fell into Tzia. So there it is capable of absorbing more readily. So then Belia it is, but it's capable of being pale at what it is Malay. Masha'im came vis-a-vis a case of a chtiche that comes in contact with another chtiche, Shemimach, Polat Kodome, so there it's not in Malay, according to the Shach. And the whole Ramah is much more smooth according to the Shach's chat. Because the Taz, according to the Taz, the Ramah doesn't pass in the Daimish Lemashit. According to the Shach, vis-a-vis two chtiches that are in contact with each other, there are more paskins like the Adayim Shlinos Pshat, that when the chtiche is occupied with being peretzia, so then it does not even belaya. It doesn't even belaya from the chtiche that was nimach v'lipolat kol dom yadayim. So in Mele, we don't have to leave it on the salting table for shiur meal. Alright. So but we can only rely on the chite that because we have to apply two things. We have to apply two things. First of all, we have to apply the shite of either the Torah, Lifritzia, Loi Boladam, and then we have to apply another shite that for the duration of 24 hours, it's Torah, Lifritzia. But most poskim say that it's only Torah, Lifritzia for the duration of 12 hours. So we mock him, have said, Merube, if it's a hardship situation, so then we rely on the shite that it's engaged in the process of being pelitzia for the duration of 24 hours. But if there is no hardship situation, so then we only are matter it if echtichas boso that is still within the 12-hour period came in contact with echtichas boso that was just salted and is in the process of being pelitam. Masha'in came echtichas boso that is already after the 12-hour period, but within the 24-hour period, it came in contact with Chtichas Boso that was just salted and is in the process of being peeled down, then we ask, only what are the mokim she nefs to Rube, yesh lo osra achar yidvei shoyis. We came to say, but before yidvei shoyis, eil hach ver klav. So then there is no basis for any chumre whatsoever. Then it's certainly mutar. It's certainly muta. Echtichas boso that was nimach 10 hours ago that came in contact with echtichas boso that was nimach 10 minutes ago. So then it is muta. Why is it muta? Why it is muta? So according to the Shach's pshat, it's muta because I didn't talk with Fritzil and Boladam. So it's, you don't even have to keep it, and you don't have to salt it and keep it in a state of salt for 24 minutes. But according to the Taz, it is mutar in la'achmeklal, it is mutar on the basis of kibbuli kachpeyutei. So you really have to salt it and keep it on the salt in a state of salt for 24 minutes. According to the Shach, when the Rambam says in la'achmeklal, it means that you don't even have to salt it. V'konsh im loyim lachlal. Suppose ichtichas bosom that was not nimlach at all. So if it comes in contact with the ichtichas bosom that was just salted, so it's certainly mutar. So he says, because in that case, even if it fell into tzir mamish, it would be mutar. V'konsh im loyim lachlal that you no fall into tzir mamish. In Yosrei, the Amrinon, al day she yiflet, dam di day, al day she yiflet, dam di day, yiflet gam ki ma she bolem mokmach. So in other words, so if ichtich has boso that was not yet salted, so it's needless to mention that if that ichtich has boso that was not yet salted will come in contact to ichtich has boso that was salted 10 minutes ago, it will not be osir. Because then it certainly you can salt it, and then it will agav kore of the plate of the natural dam, it will be paleate the dam it absorbed from the chticha that was salted just now. But even if the chticha's boso that was nilach klal will drop into tzir mamish, so it will also be muter if you salt it. Why? Because we'll say kipele kachpeute, since it still has its own natural dam content, and by salting it, it will, the salt will extract its own natural dam. So agav kore of its own natural dam, it will also extract the droplets of dam it absorbed from the tzia in the moment that it fell in the tzia. Dam will have the shirifli dam the day if we gam kemashebola mimok mach. And even if Ichtichas Boso was already Nimlach salt, but it's still within the Shiur Mil. And then let's say, after it was salted 10 minutes ago, then it dropped, it fell into Tzir. So Yesh Lehatir. Yesh Lehatir. In other words, by Yesh Lehatir. Why? Because it will be paleate together with the plate of its own natural dam, it will be paleate the droplets of dam it absorbed from the tzir. Even mirbaj b'seicha yimshon. Now this is a difficult expression in the mechamot. So he says, unless it became kobush in the tzir for 24 hours, so then you cannot be matterate by salting it and leaving it on the salting table for 24 minutes. Then you cannot do it. But the implication being that suppose Ichtichas Boso was salted, let's say 10 minutes ago, and then it fell accidentally, it fell into tzir, and it stayed there not for 24 hours, but for 20 hours. So then, the implication of the Russian of the Ramoy is, all you have to do is to be matiachet, and salt it, and leave it on the salt. Of kovush b'tzir kishir shi'ar al gabei shi'ar techenu. So it's also kibush, and shi'ar shi'ar ishtav yachchenu is much less than 24 hours. Probably takes about 10 minutes for water to boil and fire. So b'meile, so why does he say the Rambam? Why does the Rambam say? Why does the Rambam say the? So he says בפיונים לחבוש על מישהו עדיין שמוליכם לפליציע, יש להתיר, אם הוא נראה בי בסייכם עם שעורים. The implication being that if it was נרבש, less than עם שעורים, so then it's מותר בי מוליכה אחרת. We say כיבלי כחפיוטי, but do we say, just as we don't say כיבלי כחפיוטי, in connection with something that was nivra al the bishul mamish, or something that was nivra al the kovush in water for 24 hours. So we shouldn't say kibbeli kach peyote in connection with something that was belaya al the kovush b'tziya kishiyo shiyal adabeish v'yaltechenu, and here it was kovush b'tziya. So the Taz says that there is a toy say, a toy satfus in the Rambam, and we should make a correction here, and we should say ואפילו נמרח הבוסו ולשוע עדיין שיר מליכם ונופו לציע יש להתיר אם לא נרבש בשיחי כשיעו שיעור על גבי איש וידכם not אם לא נרבש בשיחי ירושלים but אם לא נרבש בשיחי כשיעור על גבי איש וידכם that's the task the Shach doesn't make a correction and the Shach says that the Shite of the Ramoyes, because that happens to be the sheet of the Mashal. Why does the Taz say that there is a Toy Satfus, just as the Mashal can say that? So maybe the Ramoy can also say that, because the Ramoy in Tiras Chatos is Chirik in the Mashal. So that's why the Taz says there is a Toy Satfus. But the Shach says that the Rambo here, there is no Toy Satfus. And the Rambo Shite is that there is a fundamental distinction between Kovush Bidovalach Meisle Sarei Kumbushu and Kovush Bitsir Kidishi Yoshiyal Kabish Viyatechenu Arei Kumbushu. Kovush Bidovalach for Meisle Sarei Kumbushu means that it's Kumbushu Mamish. And we don't say Kibbele Kach Peyote Al Dimu Lichacheres. But kovush b'tziya k'nishiyahu ha'gnishiyat echeno is not kibushul mamish. It's kibushul. But we still apply the aloche of kibbeli kachbet. Alright, so we have another machlekes between the Taz and the Shach as to the Pshat and the Ramah. This Ramah, so the Taz makes a correction. He says we have to say, we have to read here, im l'nirbash b'seichei k'nishiyahu ha'gnishiyat echeno. And the Shach says, no, we shouldn't make a correction. Ah! Im shor shiyo milichem in of litziya. Suppose if tichas boso was shor shiyo milichem. You see, so up to this point, the Ramah at first, not up to this point, because before we already discussed the case of if tichas boso falling into tziya mamish. But at first the Ramah discussed cases of one Chtechaz Boso coming in conflict with another Chtechaz Boso. Now he is discussing cases of a Chtechaz Boso that falls into Tzia. Now, of course, when it falls into Tzia, then it's likely to absorb more readily than when it comes in contact with another Chtechaz Boso. Because when it comes in contact, when one Chtechaz Boso comes in contact with another Chtechaz Boso, a droplets have to be nifret, have to be exuded, and then absorbed by that. Masha'in came, when it falls into Tzor Mamesh, so you have the droplets of down in the Tzir. What does Tzir mean? Tzir means a fluid consists of droplets of down, that's Tzir. So, anyway, I mean, when you learn Simen Ayuk, when you learn Yilchas Milichei, sometimes you can become confused. You have to be on guard. Because the same word Tzia sometimes has reference to the fluid, the male that comes out, that is exuded from Yilchas Boso after the real Dam, the Dam as such, has finished, has stopped coming out. And that's called Tzir. And then sometimes Tzir has reference to Dam Mamish. You see, to drops of Dam
drops them down. So sometimes you can become confused because you can mistake one for the other. So it's more likely, it's easier for Echtichas Boso to absorb droplets of dam when it falls into Tziomamish than it is to absorb droplets of dam from Echatiche. Because in order to absorb droplets of dam from Echatiche, so there is a twofold process. First, the droplets have to be exuded from the Chatiche, and then once it is exuded from one Chatiche, so it is absorbed by this Chatiche. Mashenkin, if Chatiche falls into Tziomamish, all he has to, the droplets of dam are there. All he has to do is just to absorb it, that's all. So the Mele, it's more homo. The case where Echtiches Boso falls into Tziomamish is more homo than the case when one Echtiches Boso comes in contact with another Echtiches. So he says, Achim Shoshi Oplich. If Echtichos Boso was salted, let's say half an hour later, and it already stayed Shiom Liche on the salting bowl, and then we know for Litzia, and then it's no foul Litzia, so Yeshemis Renei say, Ava Pisham in Kolos Mount with a Sera Adai, Rav Marshal be Isabeta Shrei. So the Rambo himself mentions the Shita of the Marshal, who was a contemporary of his. So he says that if Echtichas Boso that was already salted half an hour ago, and it already stayed Shion Melich, and then it dropped into the Tzia, so there are some who say that it's also now. The Mashal Shite, why don't we say, I did the Torah briefly Tzia? Tzia in the sense of the male, the fluid, that comes out after the dam came out. So I did the Trudo Achticho, leaflet Hamel, Hatzir Hamel, so Ribola dam. The answer is, the Mashal Shite is, we say either the Torah briefly tziramea we pull it down in case where one chtiche comes in contact with another chtiche, but in case where a chtiche that is in the process of being pale tziramea is falls into tzia, so then it's much easier for the chtiche to absorb the droplets. The droplets are there again. They don't have to be extracted from any chtiche. So even though it's engaged, the Chatiche is engaged in the process of Pleitas Tzir Meya. I'm using that expression in order to distinguish this Tzir from that Tzir. If I need the Trudo leaflet Tzir Meya, so we bore the dam from the Tzir Malish. That we don't say. So maybe the Marshal asks, Umikol Mokei, Litzir Chetzet Godu, Yesh Lahatir Gam Baze, Kozman Pleita Sire. So, what it means, Kozman Pleita Sire, Tziramea? The Haine Techid Vishoyis, Al Deish Yarzeh, Viyadichenu, Viyarzeh, Viyimlechenu. So then there is another Sheikh, the Abu Yisharidur, who is Chilik in the Marshal. And they say that not only is Eichtichas Boso, that was Nimlach half an hour ago, and is still in the process of being Pelet Meyer, Tzir Meyer. So that came in contact with Echtichas Boso, Shenim Lecho, Vilipolat Adayim Koldomi. So it's Mutea, over there it's Mutea, because I didn't treat the leaflet Tzir Meyer, Vilipolat Adam. But even in the case of Echtichas Boso, that was Nimlach half an hour ago, and it's still engaged in the process of being Pele Tzir Ameya, falls into Tzir Mamesh, it's also Muta. But there it's also Muta. So even Dagoy Shadurim is Chelik in the Marshal, so it's only matter it with, if we have recourse to a new Melich, but not just like that without a new Melich. Why? Because it's much easier for Echtichas Boso to Berea, droplets of dam from the Tzir Mamish than it is to absorb and to extract droplets of dam from another Chatira. So where it is necessary to extract droplets of dam in order to absorb it, so then the Shach explains the Ramot, so the Ramot passes like that, I initially must shot that I didn't treat a leaf with seal, we boil it down, so we don't even have to salt it and to leave it on the salting water for 24 minutes. Mashiach came in the case where Echtichas Boso, that was salted half an hour ago, and is still engaged in the process of Pritas Tzir HaMeyel, falls into Tzir Mamesh, so according to the Mashal, there is no AIDS. There is an Eitze, but only if we have recourse to another Mniche. But we do not say, I need a treaty, leaflet, tea or mayor, lumbola down cloud, and it should be mutarim without a new Mniche. That, I don't know of such a shit. I don't know of such a shit. So we see that it's much more difficult, or put it the other way, it's easier for Echtichas Boso to absorb droplets of dam from Tzir Mamesh than it is for Echtiche to absorb droplets of dam from another Chatiche. Because in order to absorb droplets of dam from another Chatiche, so the other Chatiche has to exude the droplets of dam in order that they should in turn be absorbed by the first Chatiche. But when it falls into Tzir Mamesh, it doesn't have to exude anything. So then, everybody agrees that even though it's totally flamed Tzir Meyer, it is still capable of absorbing the droplets of dam in the Tzir Mamesh. But that sheet of that Goyish Haridume is, even though it is greater, the droplets from the Tzir Mamesh, so it can be paling the same droplets of the Mnichachas. Now the question is, here the Ramos says, the Haine Teich Yudvei Shois, the question is, now the Ramos paskens that in Tiras Chatos, like the Rishonim who say explicitly that when do we say that Echtichas Boso is engaged in the process of Pritas Tzir Meyel for 12 hours, 24 hours, only if you didn't make that Bochem Aschaisi. But once you rinse the Echtichas Boso that has the Melachanet in water, so then it's saying all the Nikvei HaPritas Tzir. So the question is, how the Pritas Tzir and Pritas the Nikvei Pritas Tzir and Pritas Dam. So how can he say, Al Deshiyamzi, Av Yadichenu, Yadichenu. So he makes a doche, if he makes a doche, so that blocks all the pores of the plate. So the Mele, how can we say Kibele Kapente? It's once you are Madiach, so that blocks and closes up on the pores of Plate. So the Mele, so it couldn't, so Al Bimlicha Acheres, so the dam that it absorbed from the Tzir, it couldn't be Plate again. So the Taz says that means that even though the Ramon Teres Hatos passed like the Rishonim, that Hadoche Bas Chaisi is Hadoche Bas Chaisi means Hadoche that is made after the Shiur meal and the Echtichas Boso. After the Echtichas Boso stayed Kishiur meal. So Hadoche, so the Ramon Teres Chatos passes, that Hadoche Bas Chaisi closes up, blocks all the pores of the plate. That's the Psak of the Ramon in Teres Chatos. So the Taz says, but here the Ramon was Chaisi. Here's Chaisi. And the Taz assumes that there is Machlokes Rishonim on that. Some poskim say there is no Machlokes Rishonim, but the Taz says there is a Machlokes Rishonim. And here there are more poskims like that Rishonim, that that Hadocher is not saying the Nikrei Plata Satya. And the Rai is from this Ramo. But the Shach says something very simple. He says the Ramo was not Chazer from Mishite in the Tiras Chatos. And here he also passes that Hadocher is saying the Nikrei Plata. So then the question is, how does he say Al Dishi Yarzel Yachechenu? The Yarzel Yachechenu. So then for the Gnicha Shniyo, so it would be paid all the dam that it absorbed from the Tziya. So the answer is, when do Rishayim say that Hadoche is saying the Nikvei Platas Atziya, if it was a real Hadoche? But here the purpose of the Hadoche is just to wash off the soul. So you just have to use a little bit of water. That's all. Not a lot of water. Not Hadoche Merube. Hadoche Meretes will be enough. Only Hadoche Merube, a thorough Hadoche, will be saying the Nikvei Platas Atziya. Here, when he says Al Dishiyazav Yadechenu, he means Hadoche Meretes, just to wash off the soul, the particles of soul. But not in full Hadoche. So mainly, the Hadoche Meretes will not close up the Nikvei Platas Atziya. Alright. Al Dishiyazav Yadechenu, V'yazav Yadechenu, V'chein, then the Rambam says, V'chein, Innof Al Yitzir, Kedim Sheshosh, Yom Meliche, Kedim Sheshosh, Yom Meliche, Yadechenu, suppose you salted a Chtichas Bo 10 minutes ago, and it didn't stay Shiyom Mil on the salting bowl, and then he dropped into the area. So Yadechenu, V'yazav Yadechenu, Miu Yimolchi, V'yadochi, לאחשנו פמיצי ישום מיר ויכול זה למאיר על הביצי ישות ויסייח כי מבוי על היל so all this in other words so what principle is mentioned here in all these situations in all these cases that there is a lot of Kibbeli Kachbiyote that if Yechtich Hasboso fell into Tzir Mamish and what is Tzir? Tzir consists of droplets of dam that some time ago they were extracted from Tichas Boso. That's what Tzir means. Why is it called Tzir? Why is it called Dam? The answer is, the term Dam is reference to Dam Meir. Dam Meir, that means, suppose you just squeeze out blood. You squeeze out blood. Into a glass. That's dam meir. But tzir means the dam that was niflat for a process of plating. Al di milicher or al di bishul amik matem. So that's called tzir. But tzir really has reference to dam that was niflat for the process of milicher. For the process of milicher. But dam meir means dam that was squeezed out, dam that was squeezed out, or dam that came out the higher beimo, or squeezed out from the beimo after shrite. So that's dam there. So he says, when do we apply the principle of kibbeli kach beyote? Only in connection with dam that is not there, dam plate. That tzir. Tzir means dam that was nifat from milich. So then, Chtichas Boso fell into Chtichas Boso Shenim Lecho. So fell into a quantity of tzia that was constituted through plate, through the process of plate. So then we can solve that chatiche again, and we say kibbeli kach beyote. But suppose somebody has in the bottle real blood. Blood that was squeezed out from the earth. He has that kind of dam. That kind of dam. So in the bottle. And then he'll spill that blood on the chaticha meluchu. So then we cannot say, all we have to do is to salt that chaticha again, and then we'll say kibbeli kach beyote. We only say Kibele Kapeute in regard to Dampleite, not in regard to Dampe. We hold Zelemayer, we say, Shall we say, Ach, should we say, Akim, well, I will Dampension of our Posa Shutir Shion, we Jose, we Jose Kreseach, Kim will come since the Kalev, Nessar Apostle. Gabi Dambeen, we are bringing my little lipstick with Bora, the Luigi Bailey Carpelte, the old Yaskin on the execution of Litia, Haile Dark Machine Say Hatti, Avo Marshal Milo Matti or Shore, Mew, Machine Say Hatti, Nessa Mia, Vincio Milovo, Bosso Genovo, Lisey Hatti, Shalakarka, Dino Kilohoiso Atia Bikli, Bosso Genoga, Birtiho. שנים לכל בכלי שנים מנוקב ונסרו דינו כאונוגו בציר סופק ציר סופק מים מותר לציר ורבונו why? Because דם שנמח because ציר really has reference in the שוכנו הוכי הציר has reference exclusively to דם פליטה that came out through the process of מלך so it's דם שנמח and דם שנמח or Dam Shebishlei is only Oseah with Rabbon. So Fik Tzir, so Fik Maim Muta, the Tzir Rabbon, and say, Lo, Tzir Mure Ve Maim, Afilu Aya Maim Wotim, Mechshir Yidri Seyach, Ve Eino Yisera, it's all right, so, on Monday, we'll start the Taz, so, we cannot go over all the Taz, and then start going over all the Shach. So, we'll go over all the Taz, up to Siftes Vov in the Taz, and then we'll go over all the Shachs up to Sif Lamed Meshach, and then we'll go the other Taz. So that will be probably Wednesday. I mean the other Taz and the other Shachs.
So what tell the Taz is that let's assume, as the Machin assume, that it's really Tears Machin. That Kol Shofar Vishir Shofar loves in it. But still there is no Kasha Dil for Shlokish. There is no Gerdas. So the Tzai says, as Tzai mentions, Tzai says, Umiu Kasha Vodi Poroch Mugi Shlokish Miki Kachot Shnofar Vidai Tmanei Dovi Dini Shepora Bidal Zinei Rabbi Yerobe Mamati Kshedim Yerot and Rove Bipora Yishem Olu Yidne Zeres HaKeser Umiu Bacham Mekinis Yachorim Otam Lech Likom. So I wrote, so what does Tzai say? So what they say? That actually, that if we assume that that by case law it's tears money, so then there would be a kasha not only against the Rish Lakish, there would be a kasha against Abayi Rabbah also. When are Abayi Rabbah Bechiri? Only by Avoy. Masha'in came in the here by case law, so there is a possibility that we live in our case law, so then it's certainly more of a Dinish Dipora Begavzim. So then in Tesa says the Kashe, if so, when the Gimur in the Makshin asks, Becheska Shilos Tashiro, 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 So the Tarsus should have said, Utamecho, why do you ask only against Freshlokish? You can ask against the Bayer Rodo also, say Lebanon. You could have said it. You could have said it. So this is what it says. True, the reason is why there is a distinction between Istam Al-Goy and the Al-Goy with the specified man is because in the case of Al-Goy with the specified man, so there is a way that the deliver did not intend to pay up the debt until the termination of the specified man. Otherwise, why did he have to specify 5 years? See, his intention was not to pay it before the termination of 5 years. Masha'in ki Istam Al-Goy. So then the question is, then the question is, so why did the Machshin ask the Kashe from Kesel? From Kesel by Kesel, there was no such indication that he didn't intend to pay up? He didn't say anything at all? The answer is, he asked the Kashe from Kesel because by Kesel it's even more unlikely to pay for a different reason. Why? Because the whole obligation was not certain as yet. Because maybe Reuben wouldn't go. So Shimon was certainly unlikely to pay half of the expenses for the case law because it was still in doubt whether Reuben would build the wall. So there it, there is a better reason as to why we should say Lo Yavidin is the probably Gavzin. So the question arises, now this is, so the question arises, this is what Nachlus David asks against the Ktzeis Teretz. Now, if the only reason as to why the Makshin himself has the Kashi is because the Makshin, because by Kesel, there is even a moral reason to say, why is there by Kesel more of the reason than by Alvoye? By Alvoye with a specified man. Why? Because the whole obligation isn't that. So there is more of a reason to say that Shimon is not likely to pay for the wall before the wall is built, because maybe the wall wouldn't even be built. So if, in other words, the Makshin, that's why the Makshin has the Kashe from the Mishnah of Kesel. So the Makshin, so we have to say, according to it says, that the Makshin already knew the Lombis. That by Kesel there is more of a reason to say, and account of the fact that maybe Reuven won't even build the wall at all. So the Makshin knew of that. If the Makshin knew of that, so why did he have the Kashe against Rish Lakish? Let him ask the Kashe against Abai and Reuven also. Why did he ask the Kashe only against Rish Lakish? So what do you say? But Tezus says that the man could say it by Mecha. Well, Tezus is all right. Tezus is not difficult. Tezus only says that Tarsi could have said it by Mecha. In other words, Tezus only says that the Tarsi knew of this wonder. The Tarsi knew of this wonder. That by Kesel there is even a more of a reason to say that Shimon is not likely to pay for the Kesel before the Kesel is built. Why? Because maybe Reuven wouldn't build the wall. Maybe Reuven wouldn't build the wall. So the Tarts knew of that lumbus. But the Makshin, according to Tesis, obviously did not know of this lumbus. Because had the Makshin known of this lumbus, that by Kesel there is more of a reason to say, than by Alvoy, the specified man, then the Makshin wouldn't have directed his Kashe against Rish Lakish. He should have had the Kashe against Abai and Reuven also. See, so according to Tesis, only the Makshin, the Tarsi. Tesis says it only regarding the Tarsi. For the Makshin, we have to say, according to Tesis, didn't know this one this. Mashenk in the Ktzeis, according to the Ktzeis Teretz, so the Makshin knew already this one this. That there is more of a reason that he came to say the only thing in front of the Gazine, saying that the Alvoy is a specialized man. Now, if the Makshin knew already of this one this, so it just doesn't make sense. So the Makshin's Kashe that is directed against Rish Lakish doesn't make sense. Why is he Masik against Rish Lakish when the same Kashe could ask against Abai and Reuven? Because Abai and Reuven saying that Obidin is the parabigal zinei by Alvoye, Mashenki Makesu Rado.
They don't say anything.
What is that?
They don't say anything. Perhaps they would agree also
in
the
council
that it's
that the
initiative the part of the
Lord is
the
God's money. I mean,
you can't have
the Kashi,
they don't say anything.
No, but how does he ask the Kashi? Now, he has the Kashi. He has the Kashi because Kashi Losan, and because Kashi, he has the Kashi from the mission that we already see by Kesel that only the nation power becomes in a, so it's a Kashi against Rish Lakish. The Kashi against Lakish. Now the question is, but Rish Lakish only says it to Dabi Alvoye of the specified man, not to Dabi Stam Alvoye. Why doesn't Rish Lakish say it to Dabi Stam Alvoye? Because there is no Tudat. Suddenly, by Kesel there is no Tudat either, so what kind of a Kashi is there? The answer is the Makshin thought that there was a Kashi against Rish Lakish. Because if Rish Lakish wouldn't say, the Lord is the power of Zimne. He would say,
It's a different kind of wonders.
That was, he's asking, the Makshin is asking the Kashi against Rish Lakish on the basis of wonders that could be asked against the Bible also. So what does he want from,
Something sluggish. Teisa, there is no kasha. Because Teisa only says it to the Tarzan. You, there is a special reason as to why by Kefu we should say, no other than the Father God's in there. The Tarzan, but the Machin didn't know. But according to the Tzei Sterens, we have to say that the Machin, knew that. Even the Machin knew that. So why did he have the kasha? Why did he have the kasha against the Shlokish, not against the Bayer Hove? So what did they just say? Hey, look at Ahmed. The Tarzan could have said. So it's alright, in other words, the Tarzan could have said. Because the Tarzan knew. But the Machin didn't know. But according to the Tzeis, the Machin knew. So why did he ask? This kasha against the Shlokish, not against the Bayer Hove. Now it seems to me that the Pshat in the Rosh, and the Sma could have meant it also. I mean, certainly the Rosh meant it in the Shuvas Rosh, but the Sma could have explained the Rosh that way. So it's not just that there is a Giladas. He doesn't mean Giladas, in other words, the Giladas he didn't intend to pay before the 5 years terminate. What he meant is something else. The Rosh meant something else. Now, the Gemara says, Imakis, Dav Gimu or Dav Aleph Imakis. So the Gemara says that Stam Alvei Shoshimei. So how do we know something? The Gemara learned that Alcham Kosh. He shomel us off in Yir, Dobor, and Vot, and Yah, and Lema, Kov, and Shnach, Asheva, and Shnach, Ashmit. In other words, so Shmita is mentioned twice. So we learn now that Yeshua for Shmita Acher. Besides the Shmita, the regular Shmita, the Shmita that means that every seventh year in the million, in the cycle, in the Shnata Shmita, so there's another Shmita. What's the Shmita? Of Stam Alvei. Just as one is not entitled to demand his death after the seventh year has elapsed, so there is another Shmita. That one is not allowed to ask a Stam Alvei within 30 days. That's why the Torah mentions Shmita twice. So it's not on the basis of Umben. It's not on the basis of Umben. In other words, it's Ixeres HaKosuf. It's Ixeres HaKosuf. Yesh L'cho Shmita Acheres Shit Moihi. So it's Ixeres HaKosuf. That when one lends money Stam, he cannot exact payment, he cannot exact payment within 30 days. Now, so what does it mean? So it means that you see that there is a distinction between Yahweh with the specified man, Yahweh with the specified man, and Yahweh not with the specified man, but just Stam Alvei. So Stam by Yahweh with the specified man, so that means that the debt is not payable until the termination of the specified month. If I borrow $1,000, let's say, for 10 years, so when does it become payable? When does it become payable? After 10 years. Until 10 years, it does not become payable. Masha'inki b'stam al-hoye, so if it's stam al-hoye, it's payable immediately. Immediately after the al-hoye, it's payable. But I have the time within which to pay. It's payable within the 30 days. You see, that's the difference. If it's Alvoye with a specified man, Alvoye for 10 years, so it becomes payable after 10 years. And until the termination of the 10 years, it's not payable. But if it's Tam Alvoye, it is payable immediately. But I have the right to pay any time within the 30 days. That's the difference. And that's the Gzeres HaKosuf. Yesh L'cho Shmita Acheres. In other words, he cannot force me to pay Stam Alvei. The Malveh cannot come to say the next day, well, you pay me now. Because I can say to him, I can pay you now, it's payable, next minute, until after 30 days. Masha'inkin, by Alvei, with the specified man, so it only becomes payable after the termination of the term. But here it becomes payable right now. As in Moshe, I'll mention, let's say, what is Mechuyev Tadam Mincha? So when does he become Tadam Mincha? He becomes Mechuyev Tadam Mincha on the last minute before Shkiyeh? No. He becomes mechuyev to dal minche immediately happen hour after chatzos. He becomes mechuyev to dal minche. But he can daven the first minute after chatzos, the second minute, the third minute, up till shkir. You see? So that's some of it. But how do you need to specify his man, so when does he become mechuyev? After his man, he becomes mechuyev. Until the nation is man, he's not mechuyev. It's not fair. But some of it, he becomes mechuyev immediately. But just as one has his man, farmer has an hour after Chatzos, still shkir. He has 5 hours. His man, 5 hours, we need to fulfill his obligation of Adam. So here, he becomes mechuyev right now by some of it. But he has his man within reach to fulfill his obligation. So this is what the Rosh says. Now look what the Rosh says. Avo Rosh Kosav Datke Kiriyazma. When we say Chazok in the Kiriya Bisek Zmane, what is Bisek Zmane? Bisek Zmane means he is not Mechuyev yet. That, Baal Boye, that's what he means, Dirodat. He doesn't mean Dirodat because he told him now he should know I'm not going to pay before that. No. Just because I specified 10 years, it means that I was Dirodat a minute before the 10 years were left, so I'm not going to pay. Or class attention. I mean, it doesn't seem reasonable that when a person says, I'm borrowing this money for 10 years, that he means that he's not going to pay before the 10 years were up. But after the sun of the day of the 10th year, the last day of the 10th year were up, then we'll pay. It just doesn't make sense that this was the intention of the person. But what does it mean, the Rosh? The Rosh means that if he said, I'm borrowing for 10 years, it means, so maybe, when does it become clear? In other words, the Gilodat, it should become payable after 10 years. So before the 10 years, he's not mechuyev to pay. He's not mechuyev to pay. Mashiach is not over here. He's mechuyev right now. Just as one becomes mechuyev to that minchet, as soon as it is heaven hour of the chatzos. But wait, he wrote a certain time in which he can do it. So this is what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, that kekele yazman. So we may learn to say chadok in Perev says, money, because it's not payable yet. Mashiach is tam alvoy, so it is payable. But he can do it later too. He does it. So then we don't say in Perev says, money. So we may learn to say, good kashi, for the poor of Matnissen. She was half of the Rosh, and the Kogel is man, kin, the Saugreiter, who is high of flow, or the three mitri is man. What does it mean on the three? The Russian, of course, the Russian of the phrase is misleading, but what he means is this, it's really the same oneness. Not of the three different oneness, but the other oneness. No, it's the same oneness. Keep this alive inside, because God will have voye, so why does it become payable only after 10 years? Because he said, but it's at our voye be atzmo, it will become payable immediately. Only because of his specification. That it becomes payable only after 10 years. Mashenkin here, so mitzadik rabin, not because of his specification, it's not payable, but mitzadik rabin will become payable only after the whole world was built, according to Haram of the Gemara. So that's why he says, oh, this trait is man, not of this trait in the sense because of the different wonders and the stronger reason. No, but he means of this trait, he means they are God did the same on this. But Gabe Kriya's man, so why does it become payable only after this man? Because of the Kriya's man, because of his specification. There was nothing intrinsic in the transaction that should make it payable only after 10 years. It became payable. It became payable arbitrarily after 10 years. But so we still say, true, only arbitrarily became payable, but the fact is that he became payable only after 10 years or maybe in a piece of money. So Koshin here, when not arbitrarily becomes payable, but intrinsically, it's a deal, he becomes only payable after he finished building the wall. So we certainly should say in a piece of money. Yes?
Abai
Rav
say the Holy Shabbai. Abai Rav say the Holy Shabbai is because he doesn't want the person to come and be paid the money with mana. should be covered
by
the money
that's mine.
Yes.
All right, so he could say...
And so through this table, but he won't come until after 30, until after 30 days.
So what? You mean by some old way?
Right.
No, but, well, according to Abayi, we always say even by specified man, so we say, Odom also prepares his money. Why? Because Kehan will retard it. So, coach him by some other way.
But since it's true, painful, but he won't come to Ashen because of the terrorist custom. And the whole reason was hard.
Oh, you mean, So in other words, it's like Shemitah, so he's not even allowed to demand. So Mele, it's not shyer to say the time of Kehiche, Kehiche, the Lord, retarded. So even according to Abayev Rode, it should be in the door also, with Freya Bishir's money. So the answer is, when do we have to resort to the time of Kehiche, the retarded, that is, and we say that the only reason as to why he is also with Freya is because of the consideration that is, that is, if it's not payable, you see, if it's not payable, so don't the Shlokish hold that in the Perea Bishir's money. In the producer's money. And the Balai Rav says, even though it's not payable, it's not until the nation of 10 years, but still he's also with Freya. Why? In order to avoid guilt. He shouldn't bother. Mashe'ikin, where it is payable, even though the other fellow is not allowed to bother him. Because of the Yiddish, he's not allowed, but he's still also with Freya, because it's payable. You see, even that, If the debt is not payable as yet, one second. If the debt is not payable as yet, so then we should say, so Abayi Robin would also say that anyone must with Freya a debt that is not as yet payable. Why should a person pay a debt that is not as yet payable? Obviously, he's not mechuyev. So the only reason as to why Abayi Robin achenik al shlokish is because a person is likely to pay a debt that is not mechuyev yet in order to avoid tyranny. The other fellow shouldn't bother. Mashe'ikin, if the debt is payable, is mechuyev. So then a person is also to pay it even without the consideration of the retard. Yes? What is it?
You still have the
time of
Kehel Letarden, even by
Samovar.
That
Kehel
Letarden refers to this man, not the
Tokas
man.
No, Kehel Letarden means, why? Because so the other person shouldn't
ban him. This man, not the Tokas man.
No, Kehel.
But then Joshua
says,
well,
he throws his man. All right. Yes, what is?
Is there anything
that's
just in
places
also? What? Is there anything that's just in places?
Ain't no commandment, eh?
Well, if it is,
we could say the same chapter, eh?
Well,
you see, the other Rishayim will give a different time, not Gerudas. The Mukiyeset gives a different time. Mukiyeset gives a different time.
The reason that
it's
been all going and before
is that Al-Qadr is no fear. That's right, I mean, the Rishayim could agree with the time of the Rosh. Even though he doesn't say it.
But he says there's a chiyuv by Al-Qadr, so
what?
But he says there's a chiyuv, so learn by Al-Qadr. It's like before there's no chiyuv also.
That's why?
Before what? And Al-Qadr.
What do you mean?
The second place. This is before Shri Tamaq and also Shri Tamaq and also Shri Tamaq and also Shri Tamaq and also Shri Tamaq and also
No, he means something else here. When he was the Rocket King, the highway of his family, he doesn't mean, highway means it's certain, the obligation is certain. He doesn't use the word highway in the sense that it's payable. chayav in the same that obligation is certain, there is no doubt. Masha'ikin does have a hold, it's still totally subject. Maybe the Yodai within 30 days, that's what he means. He doesn't mean the chayav in the sense payable, you see. Alright, now there is another time. The Mukiyetzev gives a different reason as to why there is a distinction. As to why there is a distinction between Stam Alvoye and the Alvoye with a specified man. Because Gabi Stam Alvoye says, a specified man, so one does not have to be alone. Every person knows, it's common sense, that if you borrow money for 10 years, so that means, I mean, until 10 years, I don't have to pay. Everyone knows, anyone that has any intelligence knows. But Stam Alvoye is fishing game, so you have to learn Marcus. I mean, if you didn't learn the mother Marcus, I mean, you don't know it. So in other words, it sounds like a Balabatish is smaller, but anyway, I mean, Rishon said it. So then we cannot say Hazoker in Prayers of Money. Maybe he paid in the 30 days. He didn't know, I mean, this Alohe, Stam Alvoye is fishing. Gabi Alvoye is specified Stam. So we cannot say he didn't know the Alohe. Why you have to be wrong? Anyone with common sense knows. So why should he pay? Why should a person pay after a year the debt that he borrowed for 10 years? Mashiach is Stam Alvoye. Maybe he's not aware. But of course, there is a difficulty. There is a difficulty. Suppose it happens to be wrong. When they made the chain, made the distinction, they made the distinction in regard to everybody, even in regard to Mukiyetzev himself, I mean. So if he borrows a Stam Alvoye, so then we would say, Chazak in Prayer Zerman.
And Rishon explained it because he doesn't know that Zavon is Mechayim. When the person knows Allah is, it's Yom Chayim, some Chokho Tzlachim.
At least there, so even if he is a Diglambi, so he can say, but me even Chayim Rabbanim, how do I know that they are Rabbanim are such a Diglambi as I am? So he knows the Mishnah, he's a Diglambi, but the Rabbanim don't know. I mean, sometimes it happens that Rabbanim don't know it either. So he is likely to assume that even though he knows what the other Rabbanim wouldn't know. But here, I mean, if he himself is around him, so then he certainly knows that the Stam Alvoye is Shloshim Yom. Anyway, he certainly would apply the same halacha in such a way. Anyway, that's the Mukiyetzev of Stam. Ubot is Manu Yom HaPeratich, Peratich Otev Zman Yom Yom. ונראה לי שיש עניין שחי עליי וכל הרי זמן וזה הרי דין הוא לא אומר את זה חי וזכבל הרי זמן זה לא בוח בקוז אם זה אמרו דין זה תיבל עוד אם זה תספציפי את זה 10 years נאמר שפורי תיר זמן במיקד ליבו יומה Now, there, Gemara, further we have an abide as to whether Miga is effective when it's in conflict to the Chazokin or the Pereya Bisir Zmane. So we have